Bibles to Judges chapter 11. And I want to get some encouragement from a brother named Jephthah. And Jephthah, most will think about him when he made that oath to God. And it basically meant the life of his daughter, that sweet woman. And so much type and shadow in that beauty. The faithfulness of God in giving us his son, all the things that were done there for us, everything, matter of fact. But tonight, we'll just read the first 11 verses about when the Lord began to deal, especially with this precious brother. Reading from verse 1. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor. And he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out Jephthah, and said unto him, Thou shalt not inherit our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange woman. And always remember this to the ones that are self-righteous and different things of that nature. Grace is always strange to them. Aren't you thankful grace is not strange to you? Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And Tob means good. When you get away from those dirty self-righteous ones and different things like that, it's a good place to be. So don't think that it isn't. And there were gathered vain men to Jephthah and went out with him. A lot of things to think about in that, but I love that word vain. It means emptied. When you're emptied, God can do something with you. And thank the Lord, he does. And it came to pass in process of time, that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so. And when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come and be our captain. And that truly is translated, come and be our leader, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto them, the elders of Gilead, Did not ye hate me and expel me out of my father's house? And why are ye come unto me now when ye are in distress? See, he knew it, didn't he? Because as the Lord told him in that precious verse, there was a time for this. And God gave it and I believe revealed it to his heart. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us and fight against the children of Ammon, and be our head over all the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If ye bring me home again to fight against the children of Ammon, and the Lord deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And I love that head. It means, shall I be your choice part? The choice part. And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, The Lord be witness between us, if we do not so according to thy words. And Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. So he was the choice part and their ruler over them. And Jephthah uttered all his words before the Lord in Mizpah. Precious, isn't it? How mighty is our God. And praise the Lord. The Lord encouraged me in this. Sweet brother Bill was delighting in it. Quickened my heart to get back over in it again. And I'd had some notes in the Word of God. But the Lord wanted to write them on my heart. And it was a precious time to get into this again. But this is encouraging to us. Because what we have here is prophecy. To us in this day in our time. This is the foreshadowing, brothers and sisters, of the time that we live in right now, which is the church age. And this is the time when Christ, praise God, as he said, I came into my own and my own received me not. And he turned to the Gentiles, and out of them, praise God, his bride would come. Thank you, Jesus. And this is, again, more of this witness to us. You have to think of this, out of the outcast. And that's really what it was. If you knew how that was set up, they just weren't accepted. It was God's earthly people. That was it. But yet, the goodly pearl is going to come out of that outcast. Isn't that something? In which the Lord gave all he had to acquire her. And all I could think of is the Lord was, again, ministering this to my heart. Oh, how you love me, Jesus. How you love us. And how marvelous this is. But we see very vividly here, you see the rejection. His own family, the rejection, even despised. But really, as they said, you're not our family. they threw him out. But that's, see, God's choice every time. The despised, the outcast. That's where the plan of God can be received, in that lowliness. And by seeing this and believing this for our lives, praise God, how marvelous this word of grace is to us. I think of how Jesus said, see, when you don't realize your blindness, you'll never see. It's the truth. When you don't realize how unworthy you are, you'll never receive. Now, I understand and I know that, praise God, because of the finished work on the cross, because of the blood applied upon my life, I'm now a son of God. And in that, I'm worthy in his son. I'm worthy fully. He receives me as his son, the same life, because it is the same life, as his son. I go boldly to that throne of grace. I thank the Lord there's nothing withheld from me. I am grateful to God that I go in there and praise God. My advocate is there. Hallelujah. But I bring my petitions and they're made known to the Father. But see, by seeing this wonderful word of his grace, you gladly suffer with him. And praise God, and in that suffering together with him, you'll reign jointly together with him. I think it was something how, yeah, they did thrust Japheth out, but if you really know about his life, Japheth could have whipped him. He could have killed him all right there. He's a mighty man. But he departed. He fled. Might have been a lot of different things. But I appreciate the ministering of the Lord. He took that suffering. I thank God I didn't read about complaining. I didn't read about, he murmured. He said, well, this was done unto me unfairly. He abided his time. And by his response to him, when they came to him, he said, didn't you hate me? Didn't you expel me out of here? He knew exactly why they came to him. Why are you coming to me in your distress? See, he was in the land of Tob. He was in a good place because he was in God's fellowship. I believe, again, in his heart, he knew what was to come. Just like by the grace of God, even in our sufferings, do not we know what is to come? Do you know? I pray we know. Hallelujah. We're not suffering for nothing. We're suffering for the greatest gain there could ever be. We know, hallelujah, that this suffering will bring that time of ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. That time, hallelujah, as for our brother here, that he would be made captain, their leader, the choice part of all that company. That's what that outcast would be made. Praise God. Amen. So we see again the beginning of this type and shadow, and it's only going to grow more wonderful. But see, brothers and sisters, without the vision, the sufferings will come into our life and we will perish. You'll fall away from it. Without the vision and the continuing by the grace of God to feed and to nourish and to give the more earnest heed. The more earnest heed. That doesn't mean just hear them again. give the more earnest heed. Lord, let me avail my ear even more. Enlarge my heart to hear and to receive it even more. And what more? The things which we have heard. The things we've heard over and over and over and over again. That there would be this vessel that would not only have it poured into, but poured into in greater volume. Because this wineskin, by the grace of God, neutral it cannot be. It's not going to be neutral. It's either going to shrivel up or it's going to expand. One of the two. And praise be to God, just to have it expand and full and running over all the time. That's how it expands. But know that, brothers and sisters. See, without that vision, and that vision continually before us, and that vision is Paul's gospel, which is the entire word of God. It's not just his epistles, but it's his epistles, praise God. And through those epistles, it gives you the vision, if you will, the eyeglasses to see, praise the Lord, and have revealed the very intent and purpose and heart of Jesus Christ for you in this age, which is for you to be his bride, to be his wife, hallelujah, to have that place where you would rule and reign jointly together with him and be glorified together with him, hallelujah. I thank the Lord. Naturally he puts that in our hearts, and I understand that there are ones that God has graced so. As Brother Paul said, if you can be as I and be just shut up to the Lord and you don't need that need for a spouse in a sense, that's very precious, most precious. Paul showed us how precious that is. But God also gave us a type that there was a desire in my life as a man. I wanted to fall in love. I wanted to have that love. And when God showed me that love and grew that love in me, there wasn't anything more that I wanted to do than to share everything and give everything to that life who God was giving to me. How much more so our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? There isn't anything. I don't think she's here right now. She's getting here so I can talk about her. But you prefer. You prefer in a height, in a depth. But way above your own life, by the grace of God. Yeah, I am man. There will be times I'm selfish. Shame on me. But our Lord is never selfish. And he always prefers. And he always gives. And that's why I said, you know, honey, here is the truth. If your heart will groan and yearn this, this is what my message, my proposal, will cause your heart to say. I am my beloved's, and his desire is toward me. Praise God. It's all about his desire, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful? I'm so thankful I love him, but I'm so thankful that I'm his. Amen? And then I'm so thankful that it's his desire that sets this heart aflame. Praise God. So we, again, rejoice in that. But no wonder that even Japheth's name, it means he will open. Japheth means he will open. And oh, how he opened it all for Japheth as he ruled over them. Just as our eyes, brothers and sisters, become opened. Our eyes of understanding, he enlightens the eyes of our understanding. He enlightens our hearts to see. He, by the grace of God, gives us the faith to believe and have a vision. Praise the Lord. The same vision as Brother Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Praise God. And we're thankful in that. And remember this. See, without that continual encouragement, without, again, that desire that only the Holy Ghost can give us, that fully purposed heart. Otherwise, as a Christian, if you begin to buck up against it or wrestle with it a little bit, you're going to be just like Peter for a long time in his life. And that's why he could testify. Brother Paul, who many of the things he said were hard to understand, but hard to understand for them that wrestled with the truth. Remember that. They're not hard to be understood. They're hard to be understood if you wrestle with the truth. Well, what's wrestling with the truth? That you're just not believing it. That the word of God is said, it's spoken, it's true. It's been tried all those seven times. Praise God, it's impossible again for him to lie. And he said it, just like they sang this morning. My God said it, I believe it. Amen? Amen. 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 Now remember you said amen? Remember that. Because in a few minutes here, we're going to get into some real amen. Hallelujah. But, see, this is what has been opened to us. Just like, again, Japheth, his name, it means he will open it. Well, praise God. He opens the way by the grace of God, by the infilling of the Holy Ghost, by that yielding through the gospel of Paul. We have the way to be joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. And those who will believe, praise the Lord. You think about open, the fullness of open. Hallelujah. He's going to open up heaven to receive those, praise God, that will hear that trump blast. That's open, praise his name. Now, here, and in this type and shadow of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, is the beauty and the reality of jointly ruling and reigning, and even, praise God, being glorified together with Jesus Christ. I think it's so evident here in verse 11, as we just read. Then Japheth went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and captain over them. Now, we know the Lord is doing this, but again, this in type, we're so thankful that we see that he was made the choice one and the leader over them. As it says in 1 Peter 5, 6, in due time, he will exalt us. Praise God. Amen. It's coming. Amen. And we're thankful that we know that in due time, he'll exalt us. And think about this time when they were, when Japheth was exalted. When was it? It was when these, again, ones were in great fear. There was a great battle. There was war. They were fearful that everything was going to be wiped out. I want you to think of the same thing. What are we studying in Revelation on Wednesday night? There's a time of fear that's about to come up on the world in this tribulation time. That fear that has never been seen or felt before on this world. And that's going to be our time. Us who believe, we will rise to be captain over them. Praise God. It's out of that fearful time. Amen. And it will be. But thank the Lord for this. Now, let's go on more, because where the Lord encouraging my heart tonight, just in a short little study, is this glorified together with Jesus Christ. The true encouragement of this made leader and choice part. Think of that. The outcast, the one that was thrown out, the one, as they said, you're not, you're of a strange woman. Thank God for the grace of God. See, grace is strange to people that don't want to receive grace. Grace is strange to people that don't that just don't know grace. Hallelujah. I'm so thankful that grace ain't strange to me. But go on over to Daniel chapter 2. And this glorified together even gets a little bit more magnified. Many places in the Old Testament here, but just a couple tonight as we kind of get this to the head. Now, we're going over in chapter 2. We're just going to read a verse out of here. But what's going on here is Daniel's dealings with Nebuchadnezzar. And to surmise this, this prophecy, praise God, this discussion and dialogue that's going on is prophecy for us. It's placing us again in this time that we're studying of on Wednesday night. This time that we're preparing, not just studying, but we're preparing. Amen? We're preparing, praise God, this expectation, hallelujah. Yes, this knowledge that God has given us. But Daniel here is prophesying in the second chapter of the kingdom of heaven that will be established after the tribulation. After the tribulation and the ruling and reigning that will go on forever and ever. So think of that. That's what Daniel is prophesying. Again, this ruling and reigning that will be established at the end of the tribulation and through the millennium of the ruling and reigning that will go on forever. Now let's listen to Nebuchadnezzar's reaction to this after Daniel testifies to him of these things. And again, I pray this will encourage our hearts for us who believe. In verse 46 of Daniel chapter 2. After he hears this wonderful testifying, Here's what Nebuchadnezzar, the king, does. Then the king, Nebuchadnezzar, fell upon his face and worshiped Daniel and commanded that they should offer an oblation and sweet odors unto him. Amen. And this is again the prophecy that just came forth of what will come out of, praise God, that tribulation. What will come out of, hallelujah, that time through the millennium. What will come out of when the Lord makes known unto all that he has loved her. Praise God. Yes, thank you, Jesus. This is what God has encouraging us in his incredible plan of Jesus and his wife. As it says in Romans 8:17, glorified together with him. Matter of fact, let's just go back over there and read that together. Let's go on over there to Romans 8. And what a precious encouragement to us. We'll back up to 16. It says, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ, with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. And again, even going forward, 18 and 19, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. That means they're not even worthy to be mentioned at all. With the glory, again, we're back to the glory, which shall be revealed where? In us. For the earnest expectation of the creature, all of creation, waiteth for the manifestation of the sons. The sons, the huio sons, the mature sons, these ones, praise God, that'll be the joint heirs together with Jesus Christ. This is that wonderful revelation that all of creation is waiting for. This is it. This is for you. This is your message. This is mine, praise God. Hallelujah. So, glorified together with him. I've said it many times before. You should have it in your Bibles. It means exalted to the same glory. That's the definition. That is what that means. Glorified together with him means exalted to the same glory. It is all his glory, praise God. It is all his reigning. But he shares all of that completely with nothing withheld. With her. It's all of him, but he gives it freely. It's all his, but he shares it completely. Amen. Praise God. Glorified together. And those with faith to win him, praise God, they're known as the Philadelphia church. If you'll turn with me to Revelation chapter 3. And how wonderful. Verse 7. Here we go. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true. Isn't that wonderful? Didn't he just say he? We have to have that kind of encouragement, don't we, Brother Scott? You know, because you can't fathom this. But he's going to remind you again, I'm the holy, I'm holy. That's it. And true. True. Come on now. He that hath the key of David, he that opens and no man shuts and no man opens. He's minding us again and again. I am that I am. This is done. And I am that I am. I do it all. I perform it all. And here's what I know. I know thy works. I know your heart. I know your love. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. He didn't even say he's going to open it, did he? He said it's open. See, it's flung wide open for you. That's how much he wants you to be his wife. It's just open. Oh, he just ravishes my heart with that so much. So I do, I have to think, oh, but Lord, but I do this and I do, no, no. I know thy works. Hallelujah. And no man, and that includes me, can shut it. For though thou hast a little strength, and always remember that encouragement there is, that's speaking of a rib portion. A lot of people try to think, oh yeah, I might, you know, because I just have a little strength, you know, because I shouldn't have any, but because, you know, I'm a bridle strength, I got a little strength. You don't got no strength if you're a bridle strength. All your strength is his strength. Amen? Amen? Aren't you completely weak and he is strong? Without him, I can't do anything. Amen? Don't be deceived by this, the interpretation of men that don't want to receive this. This truly means small in numbers, a rib portion. This is what this is. This is gold, silver, and precious stone. And here it is. You've kept my word. And you haven't denied my name. See, now we're talking love. This is David, love. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Amen. See, I think about that with Japheth. He came back in there and he was, again, the leader. He was the choice one. That time they were probably so stupid, but yet I'm sure God revealed them something. You know what? That was always the apple of God's eye. That was his choice. They tried to get rid of him, but it wasn't going to happen. Daniel the same way. Nebuchadnezzar, even in his stupidity and pride and all of those things, let me tell you something. He didn't want to bow down and worship Daniel, but God sure made him do it. He was into making images of himself. God said, you're going to worship mine. Isn't that exciting? See, these things mean something. These weren't just stories. This is our life in Christ. Christ in you, the hope of glory. The hope of glory. And again, it's open for you. So, we could go on and read with that. Amen. But all his glory, all his reigning, to be shared together with her completely. Completely. Time and time again. You think about Genesis 24. Did it not say that all of what he had, the master had, all of that was in the hands of the servant? See, nothing was withheld. That's the whole point again. To who? The wife, the bride. Esther. I know that it's said time and time again, oh, half it's yours. No, in Hebrew, it's all. What's mine is yours. It's ours. Now do you understand when he says glorified together, it's exalted to, but I would say it this way. You're exalted with the same. It's jointly, it's shared because he gives that. Brothers and sisters, I can't understand that, but I sure can believe it. I sure can receive it. I sure can know it. And I can believe one thing, like with salvation or anything else, Jesus did it. Amen? Amen? Amen. You know, you begin to tell me how God, again, descended off of that throne and was made one of us? Okay. Go for it. Do you understand that? That's just love beyond love. Hallelujah. And now we're even getting deeper. Praise his name. But those with the faith to win, the Philadelphia church, praise God, will be in that glorified together, exalted with him, the same glory, glory. And I love so sweetly, because thou hast kept my word. It's your keepsake. Amen? Daniel, praise God. That was his keepsake. That's why he, by the grace of God, received everything that he could receive in the promises of God to the wonderful full overcomers of the Old Testament. That's why sweet Japheth, in what he received, praise the Lord, he believed God. He didn't go away, as we read, discouraged. He didn't go away murmuring or anything of that nature. I read that and I see one thing, expectation. There was never an if. It's just when, God, you're going to do it. Amen? You've made me a mighty man. And you made me a mighty man because of your word, your grace, your faithfulness. And in due time, Lord, you'll exalt me. Amen? Praise God. What about, again, we go, you know, to Esther and thank the Lord and the encouragement, hallelujah, that we have in that. The faithfulness of God. And here I think of that sweet sister in the Lord. She didn't even realize, obviously, what God was using her for us. And God in his sweetness to us, too. She didn't even realize what she was about to receive. But praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, we're without excuse. Now, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. But yet I know, it says, but yea, by his Spirit. The deep things that he's made known to us. So, because I was your keepsake, because I was your first love, oh, glory be to God. Lay hold, the grandest revelation. What is that? I believe the very depth of the full passion of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The passion, you know, we heard the passion of, again, of that wonderful, again, encouragement. However Christ is preached, I'm thankful. But there was that movie, they had the passion where our precious Lord was crucified, made sin for us who knew no sin. But do you really know the passion? Do you really know the joy that was set before him? You talk about passion. This is passion. This is the passionate lover. This is the young roe. This is getting us ready for Wednesday night. By the grace of God, if the Lord tarry, there'll be some rejoicing. Oh, I'm thankful. I can get excited about what he's going to do. Not confident in me, but I'm sure confident in him. Getting more so all the time. But Christ and his bride, hallelujah, the mystery of the ages. You think, brothers and sisters, he has made this known unto you. The door is open. And all that needs to continually go on in our hearts, I do. I do. Amen? Isn't it just I do? You remember, as we were rejoicing not too long ago on a Wednesday night, how, you know, the Lord made it known even in that wonderful tradition of the Jewish wedding. That marriage contract was done. It was done. Ceremony was finished right there. It was just a readying, getting ready to, as he said, I go away. I'm preparing a mansion. Hallelujah. Panning and waiting for us. And praise God, soon he's going to come with his friends. He's going to come with his friends. In the hour that they think not, but we'll be watching by the grace of God. And off they will go to consummate the marriage. And then after a while, then will come the feast. Praise God. And oh, what a feast that'll never end. Praise His name. We thank the Lord, don't we? Praise God. And He's sweet to us, brothers and sisters. And just, Lord, help us to just settle down and help our unbelief. Amen. And remember, whatsoever is not of faith is sin. So don't get too bent out of shape. It's Him. Isn't it Him? It's Him. Praise Him for all of it. Praise Him. Praise Him in your unbelief. You'll begin to believe Him. Praise Him in your failure. You'll begin to rise up. Praise Him in your misery. He'll turn it to joy. Praise God. Let's stand and be dismissed.